Bellarine Bites, sharing the stories and sounds of the peninsula.
So I've nearly done 10,000 steps on this beautiful morning, walking with my friend Liz. Hi Liz.
Hey Rhett.
And we did the bluff, and the bluff is one of my favourite walks because you get to go up and you get to be really puffed. But on the way down, worries. It's always someone running. We nearly got taken out by a child on the bike. Anyway, as we come down the other side of the bluff, we saw these two guys in high-vis vests, which I always think is interesting, and they're sitting under a tent, and they are Mark and
Paul
from Friends of the Bluff. So I asked them what they were doing, and I said Mark and Paul. David and Paul. Mark and Paul. And I asked them what they were doing, and Mark just started. He went off like a frog in a sock, all about the Friends of the Bluff. This way, Lizzie. The Friends of the Bluff. So I just said, hold it right there. I took out my phone. I said, go again. So what you're going to hear is him waxing lyrical about the importance of the bluff and a really cool project they have.
Yep.
All good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome.
Listen up. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Okay. So Friends of the Bluff are a community group here at Bowen Heads that have been working to try and encourage people to respect the bluff, to appreciate the magnificent natural environments in and around Bowen Heads and Ocean Grove, including places like the Bowen River Estuary, the bluff here itself where we're sitting at the moment, where you've got this incredible restored landscape which is full of native plants, it's got fantastic bird life, and down beneath the bluff you've got the amazing Bowen Bluff Marine Sanctuary, which is an intertidal and subtidal reef area. It's basically one of Victoria's protected areas in the sea. And around 20 years ago, Friends of the Bluff developed a website to focus on the marine sanctuary when it was first established, which was used and widely by schools, by the community, etc., to learn about the animals and plants that live in our backyard. So 20 years later, websites have moved on, photography's improved, and everybody's now everyone's got a photo camera in their pocket.
Exactly.
And can actually take photos of nature and share those. So this project is really about a revision of our website. We're calling it the Living on the Edge Reimagined Project, because the original project was Living on the Edge.
Right.
And it's really about trying to showcase the incredible and spectacular beauty, diversity of life in and around Bowen Heads, so that people essentially learn to appreciate what they've got and hopefully learn to care for it as well.
It's really easy just to walk and talk, or run, or walk your dog, and not actually stop and see.
Absolutely.
So is that what you're really wanting people to
do? Yeah, exactly. And I mean, people like yourselves wandering around the bluff, etc., you know, it's extraordinary what you're looking out over on the rock platforms, or what you're seeing as you're walking around on the bluff itself. The plant life is really quite spectacular. Some of the birds that come up here are really, really quite special. The insects, the animals, there's reptiles, there are mammals, echidnas, there's burrowing frogs, all sorts of stuff that lives up here that most people don't have any appreciation of. So, you know, Friends of the Bluff's mission really is to try and encourage people to value and protect essentially what's in their own backyard by caring for it just through their day-to-day activities, whether it's when they're out there keeping their dogs on a lead to stop harassing the birds, or it's, you know, not dropping litter, or it's you know, what you do at home, you know, looking at making sure you're recycling, not letting crap chemicals go down the sink, etc. That's what it's really all about.
Real impacts.
Yeah.
So Liz and I have been walking, and we saw a gentleman taking photos of some foliage, and then we saw some other women taking photos of spider's web, and I'm like, aren't people awesome? But is this maybe connected to what you're doing?
I have a suspicion look, people do that anyway.
They do.
You'll often find me wandering around down there with my head under the water with a camera in my hand. So, yeah, absolutely. It's today's just a pinpoint or a point of contact, basically, for people to come and join the project, or at least find out a bit more about the project when a few of us are around to help them with the iNaturalist. We're using iNaturalist. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, but it's an app.
It's an app, yep.
It's an app that's used, been developed internationally, but it's endorsed and supported by the CSIRO and the Atlas of Living Australia. So it's a genuine scientific research piece of work, but it's very much about encouraging community members, individuals, to take photos of nature in Australia and share those, so that we can build a better understanding of what Australia's incredible biodiversity happens to be. We all know it's there, but the way we learn about things is by recording. And, you know, when you've got, you know, literally millions of people walking around with great cameras in their pockets these days, what a magnificent you know, opportunity to capture some of Australia's biodiversity through the project. Now, this is the Big Eye Naturalist project.
Yes.
And ours is just a little tiny component of that.
And is it also about evidence gathering?
Like, absolutely.
So, like, you know,
We know what's here.
And
you can see change. And that's the thing. I mean, if you're not looking at stuff, you don't know what's there, and you've got to be able to record, and you can look at things over time, how things have changed. You know, that's a very important part of the whole ALA project. That's the Australia project. Yeah.
When I was starting out this Bellarine Bites podcast, one of my ideas was to come and stand up here on the bluff and just talk to people about how they use it.
Mm-hmm.
I picked the right day.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, yesterday we were all thinking, oh, it's going to be a bit chilly and a bit cold and a bit windy and a bit rainy. So
I know, it's
we've
gorgeous.
Lucked out.
But I'm imagining that there, you know, we have things from weddings to, you know, naming ceremonies to remembrances.
To funerals and all sorts of stuff happens up here. Exactly. So it's, look, this is a very central point. It's, you know, one of the first places that you see as you're coming. I've come across on the Spirit of Tasmania, and it's one of the first bits of Victoria you actually see is the bluff, because it's quite high and you're approaching Port Phillip Heads. It is a spectacular place. It's got great views. It's you know, it's a place with long history of Aboriginal use. The Wadawurrung people who lived here have been using this site for camping during summer times for thousands and thousands of years. There's a lot of evidence of Aboriginal use and occupation of this area, scattered both around the bluff itself. You don't have to go too far from where we are, and there's some shell middens where there would have been campsites where people would have been camping and cooking up the food, the tucker that they found down on the rock platform, or catching a fish, or maybe a water bird from up there in the wetland system. But this is a place of great importance to Aboriginal people, both past and present. But it's also, obviously, it's a very important place for people to come for camping, and you know, this is one of Barwon Heads is probably historical. It's probably a bit less so these days, but you know, camping at Barwon Heads was a thing, wasn't it, Paul?
Sure was. It was amazing that it was a destination that people kept coming back to.
People have been camping in Barwon Heads for well over 100 years.
And it was even featured in Kenny.
That's
the
right.
Movie.
And also in that wonderful TV series called Sea Change. Exactly.
Right.
So you know, we're very lucky to live in this place. I live here, and I'm really, you know, the main reason I moved here is because of the spectacular natural environments that I can use and enjoy. My kids have grown up here. They're keen sort of snorkelers and divers. They're walkers and stuff. But to be in a place which is, you're literally surrounded on in all directions by nature, whether it's the wetlands to the north in Lake Connawarry and the Barwon River, it's the river, the estuary, that magnificent sort of waterway that flows from the Otways down to Bass Strait. You've got this fantastic beaches and coastline, the amazing marine life in the marine sanctuary itself. Get down under the water and there's spectacular reefs off there full of fish and sharks and rays and all sorts of cool stuff. And then you've got the bluff itself, which is this magnificent, you know, example of what Bellarine vegetation could and should be like. You've got this area which has been restored through hard work of volunteers and local managers to make it what it is today. It's a pretty special place.
So, Friends of the Bluff, are you looking for more participants? Could you,
absolutely.
Could you have more people come along
absolutely.
And help?
Yeah, Friends of the Bluff have been running for since the, I think, I'm not the president, I'm just a member. The president's out there taking photos at the moment. That's John Duhey. But the group basically has a fairly strong core membership, but we're always looking for people to join and help us in various different things. Again, this website renewal project we're talking about at the moment, the Leaping on the Edge Reimagined, is just one thing that we do, but, you know, historically, we've been involved in things like weeding programs, particularly here on the bluff. You know, there's lots of weeds. And, you know, we do Clean Up Australia Day, sort of getting in and removing all the stuff that people have left behind, unfortunately. Doing community education things. For a long time, we ran an event here called the Festival of the Sea.
Yes, I remember that.
So, which ran for nearly 20 years or so. And that was, again, about, unfortunately, COVID killed it. But anyway, that happened to a few things, festivals and events. But again, it's very much about sharing the love for our natural environment with the rest of the people living in Barwon Heads, so that we've hopefully got a community that respects, values and appreciates and does the hard yards to protect stuff. So, yeah, that's what we're on about. But look, anyone who is interested, young, old, in between, doesn't really matter, come along and join us. And if you can point a camera or you can type or you can, you know, pick up rubbish, absolutely welcome.
Love it. Thank you.
You're most welcome.